And if you remember from last week, we talked about joy. Today we are speaking about peace. Amen. And the scripture is coming from Galatians 5 and 22. Anyway, I shall be reading Philippians 4 and 7. Amen. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. That was just the definition of peace from the Word of God. I also have the definition of peace from Webster Dictionary. It says peace, freedom from disturbance, and tranquility. Amen. But the Word of God says peace is. Inner peace refers to a state of being mentally and spiritually at peace with enough knowledge and understanding to keep oneself strong in the face of discord or stress. Being at peace is considered by many to be healthy and the opposite of being stressed or anxious. Did you guys see the difference in the two words there that I just said? God's peace always grants us peace beyond our finite understanding. That means our small understanding. Peace of God is a stabilizer in the midst of our storms. His peace he has left with us. The anointing for our peace has already been released for his children. The opposite word here is for his children. So that means you need to have a relationship with God to be considered one of his children. And the peace is just one of the benefits that you get from being God's child. Amen. It will cause you to remain when trouble rises. You won't be unbalanced. You will stay stable. Amen. The word doesn't offer much peace. The world doesn't offer much peace. Just look around. The world cannot give it because the world doesn't know the one who is peace. Amen. Then the one who is peace is God. Amen. But for those who have the spirit of peace within us, the peace of Christ is possible. No matter the circumstances, it's possible. The peace of God is possible. Did you hear what I said? Possible. To no matter the circumstances. That means no matter whatever storm you're going through, wherever your position in life is, you have the peace of God. We can reject the chaos of the world. You don't have to fall into the world's situations if you embrace God's peace. The book of Philippians tells us how the first thing you have to do in order to get this peace is choose to rejoice in God and He is and who He is. The second thing is bring all your worries, fears, concerns, and frustrations to God in prayer. Did you hear what I say? Bring them to God in prayer. Release them to God. Don't release them and go back and pick them up. You release them to God and walk away and expect and know in your heart of hearts God is going to handle it. Amen. The third one is fill your mind with God's truth. Fill your mind with God's truth. In order to know the God's truth, the word of God is what you need. You need to fill your mind continuously all the time with what the word of God says concerning you. You got to know what the roadmap is there for. You got to follow it. Because if you don't follow it, you might fall off into all kinds of situations. The last one is choose to think about the things of God. Amen? You know how you think about everything else? Choose to think about God's word. Choose to think about what God say in every situation. Don't be so quick to respond. Take a minute. Take a breath. Count to 10. Whatever you do, choose to think the things of God, and it will keep you out of a lot of situations that you weren't meant to be in. So choose the word of God, Rejoice in the word of God. Fill your mind with the word of God and think of those things. Amen. And you will have peace in your life. It's a guarantee. Amen.
The world itself is in such a mess. Not that it always is. Not that it's not, but it always is. But now we have some things going on that would actually cause us to turn to God. Amen.
Amen.
They must turn from evil and do good. They must seek peace and pursue it. Let us pray. Father God, we come to you with a heart of repentance, asking forgiveness today. Forgive us for our sin. Block out our transgression and wash away our iniquities. Heavenly Father, create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. In the name of Jesus. And we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise. Father God, we thank you today. You say you give us peace surpass all understanding. The peace that you give us, we won't understand it, but we have peace even in the midst of the storm. Father God, you say the peace you give, the world cannot give it, and the world cannot take it away. And God, we ask you to loose your peace up on those people in Ohio, in Mexico, and all over the world, people that have a disturbance and discontentment in their hearts. Father God, pour your peace out upon your people this day in the name of Jesus. Father God, you told us in your word that in this life we will have trials and tribulation, but you will deliver us and bring us through all of them in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you today. Lord, make us an instrument of your peace today in the name of Jesus. Where there's hatred, let us sow charity. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's error, the truth. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Where there's darkness, light. And where there's sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled, but to console, to be understood and to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardon that we are pardoned. It is in dying to ourselves that we are born to eternal life. In the name of Jesus. May today bring peace within us. May we trust our highest power, which is Jesus Christ, that you are exactly who you say you are and what you say you was going to do in the name of Jesus. May you not forget the infinite possibilities that are born of faith. You say faith, even when we are faithless, you are faithful. May you use those gifts that you have received and pass on the love that we have received that you have given to the name of Jesus. May we be content knowing we are a child of God. Let his presence settle in our bones and allow our soul the freedom to sing and dance in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you right now. God, grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, courage to change the things we can, and wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship, taking, as he said, the sinful word as it is, not as we would have it to be. Trusting that he will make all things right if we surrender to his will. Father God, teach us how to surrender everything to his will. And when we begin to surrender all to God, we will find that perfect peace, because only he can give it. In the name of Jesus. May we be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with him forever in the name of Jesus. May God, we thank you tonight. May we have peace. May our hearts remain open. May we be aware of true nature. May we be healed. May we be a source to others' healing. And may we dwell in the breath of God. Father God, we thank you tonight. Today, we praise you. We glorify, we magnify you today. We thank you today, God, that you are giving us peace surpass all understanding. Peace the world can't give and the world cannot take it away. We thank you for your peace right now, God. In whatever situation we are in, we thank you for the peace of God. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your guidance. We thank you for your direction. We thank you for your understanding, because without you, we cannot do nothing, and we are nothing. We need you, God, for everything in this life. If you don't help us, we don't know what we're going to do. So this morning, we are crying out for help. We are crying out for peace in the name of Jesus. And God, we ask for peace today. We pray that we be calm, collected, and tranquil all at all times, that we may rest and relax in your presence, that we may let go of all anxious thoughts, that we may stop rushing and start praying. Let us go and let us let go and let God in Jesus Christ's name. Heavenly Father, teach us how to do that. Teach us how to surrender all to you today. In the name of Jesus, we thank you today, God. We are surrendering all to you, God. We are letting go everything that we're holding on to that's keeping us trapped in our places where we are at. Father God, let us totally surrender all to you this morning. In the name of Jesus, we thank you today that our house is a place where there's rest, there's peace. When we walk along the street, while we are at work, whatever going on in our life, we have perfect peace because only perfect peace comes from you in Jesus' name. And we thank you today, God. We magnify you. We thank you that we have peace when we give everything to you, God. We pray and turn everything over to you before we lay down and sleep at night. We thank you today, God. When we wake up in the morning, we wake up fresh and ready because you have given us peace. Because you say everything work together for the good of those that love the Lord and call according to the purpose. Father God, you have a purpose for all our life in the name of Jesus. You said in Jeremiah 29:11 that you came to give us peace that the world cannot give. You give us peace, a future, and a hope in the name of Jesus. Father God, that's for all of us, not no one body, but all of us. People that are children of yours. And you say the bread is for the children. Life to you, because we are not our own. We didn't make ourselves. We don't know anything about life. We don't know nothing about how to do nothing. If you don't come and show us, you don't tell us, you don't guide us, and you don't direct us with your Holy Spirit, we will never know. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you today. We thank you today. We touching and agreeing today that you fill the people with your Holy Spirit that do not have it. The Holy Spirit that's going to lead us, guide us, direct us, bring all things to our remembrance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We want to thank our listening audience this morning. To correspond with this ministry, for our contact information, 318-729-0860 or 318-623-9503. Tune in every Monday morning from 9:30 to 9:45. Until then, God bless and keep you. Have a blessed day.
KAYT FM. Broadcasting on the cutting edge of technology. You can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop listening. KAYT. 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power. Beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT FM.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard, the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Woo. 'Cause victory is here. Kick defeat out the door. God's doing a